I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Big news from our Across Women's Lives desk today. Saudi Arabia is signaling a breakthrough on women's rights. For the first time, a Saudi woman has been named to a senior government post. And as you may have heard by now, the king has issued a decree allowing women to drive. Advocates are welcoming the move, but critics caution that the Saudi government remains a repressive regime. Still, Saudi women are celebrating big time. Here's The World's Shirin Jafari.
If you want to know how frustrating the driving ban is for some women in Saudi Arabia, just picture this. You wake up in the morning, you need that coffee so bad. You head to the kitchen, and there's no milk.
And the keys are sitting right there on the table.
But you're a woman, so you can't drive.
And it'd be this elaborate coordination of calling multiple people, trying to find the driver. No, the driver's asleep. Driver went off to pray. We can't find him. And then just, you know, hours just to move short distances.
Leila Hariri is a Saudi-American novelist. She was born to an American mother and a Saudi father. She grew up in Saudi Arabia and later left to study abroad. The driving ban, she says, was the main reason she could not imagine returning to live in the city she grew up in and loves.
And it was just very artificially handicapped. And I just couldn't imagine living like that continuously.
Women in Saudi Arabia have been fighting the driving ban since the 1990s. They've challenged it in different ways. This is activist Lujain Al-Hathloul, taken to the road in 2013. After she posted this video online, the harassment began. She was arrested. Her passport was taken away. Over the years, others have lost their jobs and have been shunned by society. And then, yesterday, came this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The Saudi representative at the United Nations made the announcement no one was expecting.
You may be interested to know that a few minutes ago, a royal decree has been issued in Saudi Arabia giving women the right to drive.
I was in shock. I was very surprised. I thought maybe it would happen in 10 years or like 15 years, but not now.
Nadia Malika thought it was a hoax at first. She was at her home in the city of Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Friends began messaging her, and slowly it started to sink in.
Like, so many different things are going to happen now due to this law. And I'm just very curious to see the details of them allowing us to drive.
Malika tells me she's lucky to be able to afford a personal driver. And to be honest, she likes it.
I find driving a hassle. The streets are crowded, parking. I love the fact that I can just go up to the store, get dropped off at the door, and then have the driver worry about parking. I take a nap after work in the car on the way back home. So for me, this is like relaxing time.
But she knows others aren't as lucky. Besides, she says, it's about having the right to choose. When I ask Leila Hariri, the Saudi-American novelist, why she thinks the ban was lifted now, she points to the economics of all this. A lot of the drivers in Saudi come from places like the Philippines or Bangladesh, and they send part of their salaries to families back home, money that Saudi Arabia loses.
You know, so if you have that 5,000 rial income, instead of 5,000 going to a driver who immediately, you know, kind of wires it all to Philippines, you know, have that $500 spent within the country instead.
Woman behind the wheels means more women buying cars. Malika, the woman I reached in Jeddah, says her friends are already thinking about what cars they're going to drive, even though the ban is not going to be lifted until next summer.
I don't know. I'm hearing Mercedes. I'm hearing Bentleys. Very expensive cars. So you can tell what kind of friends I have.
Malika doesn't see this as an end to the struggle for human rights in Saudi Arabia. On the contrary, she says, this is just the beginning.
It's not specifically the driving that I'm excited about. I'm excited about the possibilities of what's going to come after this. Because this is a huge step for the country that has been fighting this for a very, very long time.
As for her driver, she'll keep him. That afternoon nap is oh so hard to give up. For The World, Shirin Jafari.